Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I had somebody from Crop Metcalf come out the other day, and he basically told me, got to get a new dishwasher. So I got a new phone yesterday and a new dishwasher. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Dude, I just had him the other day. Thanked Ben. They had to come back for something else. And I just found out when I get my sauna delivered, it looks like in the end of the month, I got to get a new, you know how they put those like GFI boxes or whatever they are? Because you can't just plug it into a regular thing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna call them. I'm actually embarrassed.
I have a GFI and I've forgotten it. Like, it's been like 4 years. Like, one time there was like a hair dryer or something like shut down the electricity and it was just a simple button and it's downstairs somewhere or something, but I can't remember exactly. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, but I just remember it was like one little freaking button.
Well, I have like two outside actually. One for my hot tub, one for something else. So this will be my third.
You basically got a freaking spa at your house.
Kind of do, man.
You got a hot tub. He's got a sauna.
My wife always wants to move. She's just over it. She just wants like a new start, something different. I got to replace my refrigerator. You know, and I told her I can't do it until till we get Meg and Steven off the payroll. I'm not doing this. We just got, got too much stuff going on right now. I don't want to. I mean, of course I can afford it, but I don't want to deal with it.
The guy from Crop, I think his name is Tamron. Really good guy. He started telling me, like, he goes underneath there, and the motor, when the dishwasher was on, you could see the water coming kind of out of the motor, right? And then maybe it's been happening for a while, because he started to say that we had damage to the wood, and then he's like, he goes, you might want to get a remediation company. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, all the way underneath the counters and everything? Because we want to do a project that's always been kind of, like, lined up. And like, I'm not going to, even the dishwasher, like, we're going to redo the kitchen and probably add like a little to the house. And it's a big project that we've wanted to do for a long time, right? That it's, I'm buying temporary dishwashers because that's not going to be the dishwasher that's going to match everything else when we do everything.
If you buy
I got one, it was like $800.
Oh my God.
Jeez. That doesn't sound like a temporary.
You could have got a cheaper temporary.
No. I got a cheaper temporary 2 years ago. And that day I bought like the cheapest one out there, Hot Point. I didn't even have like, it wasn't GE. It wasn't Whirlpool. It wasn't Samsung or LG. And my wife held it over me. She's like, see, that's why it broke. Because you bought that cheap.
Well, I can promise you I'm not getting another Sub-Zero refrigerator. That is a promise.
Yeah, you've been complaining about that from day one.
Those things, I mean, it's just a problem after problem after problem. Out on Sub-Zeros. I will take a regular
How much did that Sub-Zero
GE
cost?
Over $10,000.
Get a silly Whirlpool.
I will take a regular GE.
What was the advantage of it? Is it just the brand name? Every time you said Sub-Zero, it never registered me. Is that just the brand name?
I don't know. It's what the architect recommended. So I did it. I made a mistake. What am I going to tell you? One a billion. I made a mistake. I'm never getting one again. All right. Let's get to the Nikki Jhabvala situation where she claims that she's being misquoted here. Do you have the audio? Is this from the podcast? Okay, can you explain? I don't even know what podcast
she did. Probably the podcast she did with Ben, where Ben was saying that Brian Robinson could get cut.
Yes, it's the same episode.
So, by the way, there's a growing sentiment. CK, I don't know. There's this growing sentiment about the B-Rob stuff.
Because of our reaction or just his opinion?
I don't know, man.
What?
There just seems to be a buzz. I don't know.
You might have to tell me something off air.
Yeah. All right, play this. Play this audio.
This sports update is brought to you by the
Give me 1 second.
All right. That's interesting about the
Nikki was saying that last night on Twitter that she was going back and forth with a Commanders fan and saying that she was kind of taken out of context because somebody posted this transcript of what she was saying. And basically what he said at first was, Nikki said, I'm at the point where I'm like, yikes, they have problems. Talking about the roster. And so he posted that, and then
she didn't like it. Because when you see something in print, it looks worse than what she meant.
So we'll have to listen to the audio and see if what she was trying to make here.
I don't want to get into the, you know, like, what do we think about the season yet? Because I presume, like me, I don't have a good feel. This is also like I'm too far inside the bubble at this point. I can only compare it to what I'm seeing. I can't compare what they're doing to any other team. So it, depending on how I want to look at it, it could be good. They could be off. They obviously weren't very good in the game, but it was mostly backups. So there's that. I just in general, I mean, if you have a feel, go ahead. But like in general right now, I'm kind of like, it's individual topics more than it is broadly. Are they going to win 11 games or whatever?
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that. I mean, I have concerns about sort of the state of the roster right now. But it's similar to last year. They were even more of a mystery last year, where it was like, you know, I could see them, you know, winning so-and-so games, or I could see them totally tanking and ending up, you know, near the bottom of the league again. And honestly, you look at the number of games that they won on the very last play from scrimmage, it literally could have gone either way. I sort of feel the same this season, where, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they have a really good season, another strong season, or if they really struggle this season. You look at the travel, you look at the opponents, the general, you know, second year slump. I could see them going either way. I haven't got the feeling like coming out of camp last year where it was like, oh wow, Jaden Daniels is really, really good. I mean, he is really, really good. Just that's a continuing feeling, you know, but you don't have that like, oh wow, this could be totally different feeling.
Right.
And maybe this is just the cynic in me, but I'm right now at the point where it's like, yikes, they have problems and they need to fix these quickly because time's running out feeling, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, last year everything was, even though there weren't high expectations at the beginning of the
year.
I mean,
that's pretty self-explanatory. I sympathize with Nikki in that you feel like the words are different when you read them in print versus kind of what you say, you know, vocally. But it's kind of, I don't know if there's much getting around that. I mean, she's not saying it's a catastrophe, but I get the same feeling.
She covered a lot of bases, to be honest. She was like, it could go this way, it could go that way.
Yeah.
But if you take a step back and you go back to even before last season, we were excited because they drafted Jaden Daniels. But before the season, we said, look at the roster. There are so many holes. It's going to take a few seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The expectations in the bar was raised and the expectations grew. And then this offseason, couple of splash moves, Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, splash moves. But underneath all that, they still have that roster that when we faced the Eagles, people said, how many positions would you take the Commanders over the Eagles? And it was like, maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So the roster is not going to be perfect because it's still year two of Adam Peters. So yeah. I think that Jaden elevates them so much that it can mask some of the underlying issues. But I do think that the talent is a lot better this year.
I don't think what Nikki said was that bad in all context. I think she regrets it because it got devoured by the HTTC crew, and any type of negative publicity, negative press.
They're literally the worst people on earth.
They just, you know, they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear that the roster has issues, or that it could be a yikes kind of year with the start of preseason. They don't like that, and I think she regrets getting caught up in all of that.
Yeah, but I think it's also a massive overreaction to that first preseason game. The people that are scared.
I know for me, my sentiment is not just from the preseason because the starters didn't even play. I'm actually willing to throw that out completely, even though that was our starting special team.
I mean, 30 guys didn't play.
Yeah, that. But what if you're paying attention, like most of us are, to the daily reports? It's pretty much every day. Another
defense dominating.
Defense dominating again. Another great day for the defense, which is great. I want the defense to be good, but it's also universal when other people, reporters come in, they all say the same thing. They're like, wow, I look down and there's a lack of receiver depth there. Without Terry, you know, they're lining up KJ Osborne and Chris Moore and Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
You know? And in the burgundy and gold thing, they threw out Jalen Lane running some of those routes, apparently. Like, they are grasping.
But even before the McLaurin thing got real serious, we still had question marks over some of the players.
We just had a perfect roster.
Yeah, we had question marks. I mean, we had question marks over, you know, Kinlaw and the pass rush. Well,
Kinlaw remains to be seen. I think, again,
you always have questions on Lattimore.
I have questions on Lattimore. I have questions about Kinlaw. I'm not saying neither one of those guys won't be great. I find it hard to believe that Lattimore is going to have just a 180, but okay, I hope he does. Kinlaw just says that we gave all this money to a guy, a career underachiever. So, yeah. I mean, that's got to be a question mark. But I like it. I like it. Everyone can't stop talking about how freaking big he is and that maybe this is the first time he's been healthy in a while. But I actually don't have that many questions about the defense. I think they're going to be better. I have just straight up questions about the offense clicking, having, you know, it's just because I would have thought, to be honest with you, that we could plug and play other guys and not be as big a drop off. Not that Terry's not great, but that we would just be a little bit more in sync offensively. And it doesn't appear to be the case. It doesn't appear to be the case.
From what we hear, you're right. That's why I kind of want to see these starters. You know, Mo Egger said that the Bengals are going to play their starters for a half. Man, dude, that's kind of surprising.
I might load up, just put my whole account on the Bengals this week.
Yeah.
Because they're going to play the starters for a ton. We're going to play our guys scared, and then all the UPS drivers are coming
for
out.
For two series,
like,
maybe.
I literally might put the bankroll on the Bengals on a preseason game.
Your preseason lock of the
year? I think your tune may change.
My preseason lock
I think
lock
your
of the
tune
year.
May completely change if Jaden goes in there, you know, rolls to his right one time and makes a great pass, then you're going to be all aboard.
Hold on. I haven't lost faith in Jaden. He's fine.
I know, but you're losing faith in the offense.
I'm losing faith in that the other guys
but
are filling the roles.
But the offense is driven by Jaden.
Yeah, but he can't drive it anywhere throwing two-yard passes all day. He can't drive it throwing a two-yarder to Zach Ertz and a two-yarder to Debo.
But once Jaden's on the field in a game, he's going to be scrambling. He's going to be making deep plays.
Even that. He has to stretch the friggin' field. You have to have a stretch the field element if you want to get to the next level.
All right, I'm going to throw out a name that's not sexy. But maybe this is what they're going to have to do. Maybe they have to dip into the well of free agency. So who's left?
It gets a bum receiver?
What is Amari that? Cooper?
Amari Cooper.
He's
85 catches
guy.
Last season.
He's a possession guy.
He averaged 14.9 yards per catch for Buffalo.
Why
That's
hasn't
significant.
He signed? Why hasn't he signed somewhere?
I think because he's 31.
Well, that's fine.
And his production has come down.
Maybe he wants too much.
I mean,
know if
in 2023, he had 128 catches. Then the following year, he only played six games. He had 53 catches. And Buffalo was a combination of Cleveland, six games, Buffalo. So he went from 128 catches to 85.
When did he have 85 catches? I see 44.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I'm looking at... God, I hate when I do that. I was looking at targets. Sorry.
All right.
I looked at the wrong column. He's been in so long that I looked at the wrong column. My bad. That's 44 catches. So he had 72 the year before, 78.
Eric, that's the difference between you and JP. JP is not nonchalant about it, but JP's not as worried as you because he thinks as long as you have the straw that stirs the drink and Jaden, everything will be fine.
But he still needs surrounding.
Exactly. Every quarterback does.
By the way, I'm not looking for fine. I'm looking for greatness. We just went to the NFC Championship. We're supposed to be the team that's on the verge of competing for a Super Bowl. We're supposed to be the sexy team, which I really believe, the sexy team of the league. And we can't move the ball.
I just think you're overreacting to it. And
to what?
I think you're stretching it.
What am I overreacting to?
I do think that quarterbacks need weapons. And that's the job of GMs, really. Once you get that great young quarterback, you want to surround him with weapons. That's what the Bengals have done. And you know this, in Baltimore, for years and years, they've tried to upgrade receivers. They actually brought in Odell Beckham Jr. a couple years ago to try and give Lamar Jackson, their centerpiece, more weapons. But I just think Jaden didn't play in the first game. All right.
I'm not even thinking about the game. I'm thinking about the joint practice.
Okay, the joint practices.
The joint practice.
Don't you think, you think Terry's going to be there in week one?
I do, but I do think it's going to take a month maybe to get up to speed and hopefully dodge injury. Because I think we've just reached that point where we needed them to get in there. That's all.
You're starting to panic.
I'm starting to panic a little bit. Yes.
Well, you'll panic. Yes. You're panicking.
I'm also basing it on, JP, hold on, let me finish. That in the Burgundy Gold thing, whatever they called that dumb thing, they said by far, not that it mattered, but it was Jaden's worst day of the week. They had one drive where they got across midfield.
Yeah.
The practice over there against New England, I think it was New England. Who the hell did we play?
Yes,
New
Patriots.
England. The Patriots. Everybody said we got smoked in that one, that New England got the better of it, that the offense was trifling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm basing it on. I'm not basing it on, and I'm basing it on the daily reports. Defense got the better of it again. The defense. Do I know that Jaden can still scramble? Of course. But I'm trying to get to the freaking NFC. I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl.
Your panic level will go up considerably if they do play the starters, even if it's for a couple series, and they go three and out, three and out, and they can't pass the ball.
Yeah, which is, again, not a fair sample size. But yeah, that will help.
But your panic level will go up if that's the way it looks. That's why I would think that you would definitely want to see the starters. And not just rely on the practice reports.
The other thing, though, is I also know, but in those instances, especially when it broadcasts all over, you know, they don't show anything. It'll be very bland.
That's fine.
That's why I almost take more from these inter-squad joint practices or whatever.
But you know what? When guys play well in preseason, in games, man, he looked really good in preseason. He looked really good.
Who? There's
anybody.
But we know better.
You put stock into it.
You know better.
I know better than what?
That it doesn't really mean anything, that there's not correlation. Most times there's not correlation.
Hold on. If your best player, your second best offensive player is not there, that means something. That means something. I don't care about the result of the dumb preseason game with the 30 UPS drivers. I don't care about that. I'm telling you things I care about. The Burgundy Gold thing, where they legit set up a game situation.
Why can't they drive for Amazon? You say they're all UPS.
They can drive for whoever they want. But they're not going to be driving the offense or the defense.
No, a lot of them aren't. But look, it's an uncertain preseason right now. It's an uncertain training camp. Mainly because of Terry, but for a lot of other reasons. The trickle-down. It's a trickle-down.
You're just ignoring the daily reports that the offense sucks.
I think you're overstating the daily reports. I see them. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
That's where we differ.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. If you're one of our listeners in Richmond on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM, come on out to AWOD's Football Fest tomorrow, 6 o'clock, River City Roll. I'll be there. Drab's going to be there. Say hello. Hang out. I believe Fred Smoot's going to be there. Tim Hightower. Live music. And you can bowl, I guess. You can bowl. It's in a bowling alley.
Right.
Also, by the way, and we talked about it, I think, top of the show, but Matt, and Mike, that would be Valdez, Drabby, and Mike Marr, will be at Open Road Distillery tonight in Reston Town Center. Yeah, probably roughly around 7 o'clock, hanging out, watching some of the preseason games, watching golf, watching
it's a broski,
baseball.
Broski hangout.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
So like a mini appearance.
So we're inviting come hang listeners. Out with the boys.
Yeah, we're inviting listeners.
Listeners, hang out there.
Is Mike?
It's a great spot, and it's a big spot.
Is he like a reformed meathead? You know what I mean? Like, because he seems like he's got a brain.
You know what he is?
It's just
here's what he is. He's a pretend meathead.
He is
like, and I mean, he's a fake charming meathead. Like he's just he's playing it up because we get a kick out of it.
Well, I do get a kick out of it.
Yeah,
his energy is very infectious.
I do like it.
I do want to see some listeners out there tonight, though. So 7 o'clock, Open Road, Reston Town Center.
And he wants to see female listeners.
You want to see females, right?
Hey, good luck with that.
I would say of all the people.
All six of you.
All the people. As this show has matured, right? All the people that have ever worked for the show, you've gotten the least out of it as far as producers, interns, in terms of interactions with the opposite sex and maybe taking advantage of that situation. I would say, I'm not saying on your own personal life.
Like,
we haven't even done
a dating game for like we used to do dating games.
In other words, you missed a 20-year window.
The heyday.
You missed the heyday.
But you guys don't like to go out anymore. Like the only time we've gone out,
we don't. No one invites us. Really.
Here's your invite right now.
Yeah, you guys
tonight.
I
got 100 kids. I'm not the spur of the moment.
I think the only
I got to plan. I got to put it on my calendar a month in advance.
But it's
I can't even play golf spur of the moment.
bring Megan.
I can do nothing spur of the moment.
What do you mean? Huh? Your kids are 30.
They're at my house. I had a full house.
But they'll survive?
Really, no, it's not that they won't survive. It's that I might prefer being with them. Like I.
All right, well, that's your answer.
That's my. Well, but if I plan for it, then I could plan for it. Hey, I can't do anything spur of the moment.
Hey, you want to know something super embarrassing about these guys?
Yeah.
All show long today. Because they're so hyped for the appearance, they've been practicing their signatures.
Who?
Oh, signatures. Why, you think you're going to
do a fake radio?
No, I'm not. That's, look at this. Look at this.
That has nothing to do with tonight. Mar and I have been embarrassed by our signatures.
Oh,
look at these.
Yeah.
We have like Mount Rushmore ugly signatures.
Yesterday we were working on our full names, and then Mar said,
I was wondering why Mar asked me, do you have a good signature? Yeah. He asked me that.
No, Jason's just trifling.
I mean, it ain't special. I mean, it's not.
You should. I'll never forget this. It was something I read in Forbes magazine. It was, I think, what was the old man Forbes?
You
name?
Should have a good signature.
Malcolm. He always thought, and you say what you want about our president. He writes, he articulates every letter of it that you should be able to read a person's signature. Malcolm Forbes said, you should, because it's like basically arrogant if you just do JB. Grizzle.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I do.
Right, because nobody knows who that is. Like, you, it should if someone asks you for your signature, you should give them a legit signature.
That's my signature right there.
Yeah, no one knows who that is.
Red-handed,
huh?
Red-handed. Look at this.
Just workshopping ideas. Hey, mine right now.
I don't know, EB. I've seen Trumpers. I don't really. It just looks like triangles.
He's articulating every letter there. You may not like it, but he's articulating. He's also using a Sharpie. He's articulating every letter. Yeah. It's just the greater point.
You're slurping his signature.
I know. I mean, look. Are you telling me you can see
the letters?
Like the
signature I've ever seen.
What letters do you see?
I see an L.
Dude, that's
I see an
way
L.
different than people that just do a line, a squiggle and a line. That's way different.
Okay, but he doesn't articulate. I mean. You need to interpret the letters.
You guys are just your syndrome is off the charts. Okay,
syndrome? You brought it up.
He's articulating.
Find the letters.
I do. I can. They make sense to me versus of people. You don't understand what I'm saying. That versus Jason's is totally different.
Let me see yours, Jason. That's probably
totally
similar.
Totally different. No, it's not. Jason doesn't articulate every letter.
No, I do. I do my first letter of my first name and my first letter of my last name.
He just does initial scribble.
Yeah. What because do you think
you know
this
why?
Is?
You know why? I don't care. Malcolm Forbes is an idiot if he thinks you should have a signature that
well,
is clear.
Well, especially if someone asks for your autograph. Maybe that's different than if you're at Safeway and you're just going to put on the electronic thing, just get to the next thing.
I mean, if people ask for your autograph, they know who you are.
Well, how
if
about
you
they
sign
don't?
A hat and how we all,
don't?
All four
I
of
have
us?
A football. From 1997's rookie teams, right? For the NFLPA gave me, okay?
Yeah.
And it actually has Ray Carruth's signature there, right? It has all the rookies from 97.
Yeah.
I don't know which ones. You can't do that. You can't read any of them. It's all like yours.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you know that Ray Carruth signed your ball.
Yeah,
or
that's
he signed
not good enough for, like,
it was.
Collect. Like, you don't know who's who.
But maybe Malcolm Forbes just had a thing, because I'm seeing a quote. Famous quote from Malcolm Forbes. None of my other investments, and this is a guy who was a billionaire, give me the joy that autographs do. He was an autograph seeker.
He's like Darren Revelle. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
And Malcolm Forbes has a nub signature.
I saw it.
I'm just telling you what I read. Okay, you guys, whatever. If you guys think it's cool to just do jigs, that's why you're doing it.
I have problems in my life. I don't need to add one more thing about do I have
well,
the perfect
signature. Well, why did you
practice
your signature then for 20 minutes?
Well, not that if you can articulate every letter. I don't care about that.
I wanted it to look cool. Eligible, whatever the word is.
Because mine looks like a second grader.
That's terrible. It should be your signature. You should be able to read it.
I think everyone
Malcolm
in their
Forbes.
Life,
let me see that.
All right,
not that silly. You
okay,
kind of read Malcolm.
He's trying to. I'm using the word articulate. It's probably the wrong word. He's trying to put out every letter. He's not just doing.
MF.
A line.
MF.
Which a lot of people do. They just do. That's terrible autograph. Nobody wants it.
You know why I don't do every letter? It takes too long.
I know.
Well, how about this? It's outdated. They don't even teach cursive in school. I know. So kids don't even know how to do a signature.
Don't you think that's kind of sad?
No, I don't at all.
You think that block lettering is attractive?
I think that learning is, I mean, if you want to get deep into it, I think a lot, this is my own personal view.
Sure.
That a lot of the learning taught in school is outdated because now with technology, who needs to use cursive?
You don't think that there's a charm and there's a...
Sure, that's a charm. It can be an elective.
You don't think there's a utility to handwritten letters, handwritten thank you cards.
Sure.
Which will never go away.
Sure.
Will never go away.
Sure, but...
And if you write a block lettered thank you card, you look like a donk. You look like an unintelligent loser.
Why not teach calligraphy? Like, cursive to me is the same as calligraphy at this point.
That's the next level.
To be honest with you,
you don't need cursive in modern day life. Everything's on your screen anyway. Everything you're typing.
I just gave you a great example.
Yeah, but that's an elective.
To write a thank you card?
Sure, because you can write a thank you card in an email. You can type it up. If you want to write it out, you can write it up. Nobody's teaching you to write.
A thank you email.
I never write a thank you card on email. But I don't necessarily.
That's like the least classy thing in history.
I don't necessarily write it in cursive either. So I do kind of use blocks.
In order to be PGA certified, you have to learn calligraphy. Just saying.
Yeah, but why is that?
Because when you do the member guests and all the tournaments, and you write it out by hand, you have to learn. You have to learn.
So they still do that?
You have to pass a calligraphy in order to.
I understand that, but I'm wondering, like, even when I get, I mean, you do often see that. Maybe you're right.
I almost think, and look, I'm not an educator.
Yeah.
Educators could, I almost think spelling doesn't need to be taught. Everything's corrected. Everything's on. That's old school. You're acting like learning doesn't change. 50 years from now, will they be teaching that?
How to spell? You want to know if you're a donk or not. You got to know how to spell.
After that, we're going to take out reading.
Let me tell you something. People that have spelling issues, I way look down on them. Way. Like, it's okay if you get an I before E thing wrong, like one of the tricky ones. But, Tommy Horsecamp once spelled rim R-Y-M. That's it.
Yeah, he did.
That's it.
And we'll never let him forget that.
He spelled
that,
rim R-Y-M.
You can never
be respected if you don't know how to spell.
This guy wants to get rid of writing and spelling.
You're so hip. I mean, come on.
You're saying it's hip.
Dude, it's...
I'm just saying that your text auto-corrects. Your stuff auto-corrects your spelling already as it is.
Okay, but what if you're handwriting a letter? How are you going to go to your computer for every word? Because you don't know how to spell it.
Okay, but communication's changing.
You've got to type it up. It's changing my point.
He's saying you never write letters.
I would love to see JP's progressive curriculum.
Handwritten.
I know, and he's saying that you don't do that. I do it. Yeah. I'm with you. He's saying he never writes those.
Yeah.
No, I write handwritten letters.
A personal handwritten note to someone.
But we're also of a different generation.
It looks like a certain word that I would say. I would say in my personal life, not on the air.
I'm still going to keep the way I write my signature the same.
Well, you're old school. You got spiral notebooks that you have two of them open every day.
Yeah, and I take pride in it. But in terms of my signature, I'm going to keep it that way. I think it looks good, and I don't think you need to spell out every single letter of your name.
I think you could do you. It doesn't bother me at all. You do you.
I know you're different.
But no, it's fine. You do you. I won't lose an ounce of sleep over it.
Yeah.
Just when you sign it, no one knows who the hell that is. It's just a blah. That's
I'm
all.
Just I'm
That's
actually
I'm saying.
Well, I'm actually impressed.
What I'm saying is
it doesn't matter.
If whoever asked you to sign it and you sign it for them, they know who you are.
I'm actually impressed.
If a guy
remembers
a fan comes
Malcolm
in and goes, "Hey guys, can you sign my hat?" and we all sign.
If they have JP's book, right?
They
which
know
you've signed
who
nine, seven, 9 million times,
yeah.
And yours is blah, 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 and JP's is blah, 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 and it's going to be a bunch of blah, blah, blah.
Well, if they
nobody's
look at it,
know who it is.
Whatever. If they look at the names, they're going to understand because you're going to write yours out, and Flame's going to write his out. And Cakes and I are going to write, blah, blah, blah. Our initials.
Right. And if they have a copy of Still Barking and Jason did his JB, I think they'll be able to put two and two together.
Yes.
Say, oh, that was Jason Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put in quote underneath it, Bish, or whatever he does.
Right.
Right.
Listen, I'm less, I know we got a break. I'm less upset about that than I am the cursive. I think the block lettering is like the future or something. Like, that's embarrassing. Block letters. It's like what toddlers do.
I don't see cursive on this. regular letters. That's how I would teach.
Right. I'm kind of in the middle because I do write thank you letters. All right, I don't type them up, but I do use block letters.
Right, it's embarrassing.
It's all more
right.
legible.
I know, you're right. It's right, it's kind right, of embarrassing.
All right.
But
all
I
right.
also still write checks. None of you guys write checks.
I actually do on occasion. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Been talking a lot about training camp. That's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. You can visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So Jason's heading to Oak Island, North Carolina.
Yep.
And
can't wait.
Yesterday,
can't wait to be on the road.
When I still had access to the Junks Radio Twitter, somebody tweeted us a story that there were like two sharks seen in Oak Island.
Not surprised.
But I was actually
not
thinking about this
at all.
For some reason, I can't picture you swimming in the ocean at this point in your life.
Oh, I don't go swimming anymore.
You don't ever go in the ocean?
I mean, I'll go to my knees, but no, I usually don't go in the ocean anymore. The only reason
I was right. I kind of pictured it in my head. I was like,
I used to
I don't
love
picture
going
him
the
out
ocean.
There swimming.
I used to love going in the ocean because I love to body surf.
Mm-hmm.
But especially if there's an ocean with no waves, I have no interest.
Really?
Have you body surfed like in your 50s?
No.
I'm a little bit scared of it because when you're younger, you go out there and then every once in a while you hit that one wave that just pummels you.
Yeah.
I used to
love that, though.
I'm not sure I could handle it.
Like the speed?
I will tell you
that in Italy when we went to Lake Garda, which is like the poor man's Lake Como gets all the pub.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Mm. I would imagine, did you swim in Lake Como?
No, my kids did. I did not.
Yeah, we went on a boat ride.
But here's the deal.
It felt so good and like the water was so nice.
The house we rented was a beautiful house. Had a pool.
Okay.
I always like to rent houses with pools, like I am in Oak Island. I'll be in the pool. I just won't be in the ocean.
Hmm. But when you go to the ocean with your new cooler from Surfside, you're just going to just watch. You're going to do a cakes.
I'm going to sit there under the umbrella.
I sit there under the tent. And
I'm going to have cocktails.
You never go out and float on your back or something?
I have no desire to do that. I will go in if my kids beg me, like my girls will beg me to come in maybe once or twice during the week. I don't need to be in the water every day. I'd rather just chill, listen to country music, and just get obliterated.
I like to go out there, sit in the sand, get sweaty and sandy, and then jump in the pool when you get back to the house.
Yeah.
All right,
let's make a couple of these calls.
I like
real
just
quick.
Sprinkling in a little of ocean.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm there, I'm at Ocean Avenue, I'm going to jump in the ocean.
I wouldn't mind if Hurricane Aaron got a little close. Not real close, obviously.
But just so you could get a little storm.
Just to get a little storm, get the surf up. That'd be cool.
D, what's up? D Woods.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy
what's
Friday.
What's good?
Hey, Jason, enjoy your vacation, man.
Yeah,
drink one of the iced tea lemonade vodka surf sides for me this weekend.
I will. Please. I'm going to have that, and I'm going to have open road vodka. I'm going to have it all.
I wonder how much it would take for Bobby Blicky to send my name to one of the Total Wines down here in Atlanta.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. I wouldn't put it past him.
Now, D Woods wants a cooler.
I'll be quick. Hey, Bickle, when you're right, you're right.
Thank you.
It is trifling if you do not know how to use cursive. And the quick story is, I'll never forget, my youngest daughter is 20, and when she got her first job working at an ice cream shop, we went to the bank, opened her up a banking account, a checking and savings account for herself, mm-hmm. and the teller said, all right, do your signature. And she was so embarrassed because she had never learned how to do the signature. I never told her, the school never told her, and she just scribbled something, and I told her, that can't be it. That can't be it. I literally left the bank, went home, practiced her signature, took her back to the bank with her check. So if you are a grown adult and don't know how to properly use cursive or properly do cursive, you're a little bit of a donk.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, but see, D, what I'm going to say is in 20 or 30 years, maybe it'll be, you're not going to sign that check, you're going to use your thumbprint, or they're going to check your eye, or it's going to be something like that. Like that, that it's changing.
I'm kind of with
like the way that you walk in,
I'm out on using my eye to get on the airplane. Yeah,
Everything to be okay. A freaking digital footprint of
but
everything.
But when I went to the UFC in LA, Steve Ballmer's fancy arena, you didn't have to bring credit card. You didn't have to bring anything. It just, boom, it was all done.
I don't have to participate in it. There's a certain shopping store that I won't use because there's 9 zillion cameras in there, and you just walk in and it sees everything you do, and you walk out and it charges your credit card or whatever because it just sees you. You don't even pay. You just
walk in and walk out with.
That's too much. That's a bridge too far for me.
Well, I'll tell you, getting the food and the nachos at the UFC was so seamless and easy. It was awesome.
Yeah,
weren't huge lines.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up? Mike, are you there?
How are you guys?
Last year.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, EB, I wanted to send you off on the weekend feeling great about yourself. I'm watching on TV. I usually listen on the radio. Every day I listen. I'm off work today, so I decided to put you on the TV. EB, you look amazing.
Why?
You look so good.
I've never heard of
good. You haven't been drinking.
Nobody's ever said anything nice.
You hadn't been drinking.
I'm telling you. EB, I'm telling you, you look so much better. I haven't seen your face in 2 months.
All right.
You look great. Keep up the great work, buddy.
Does he look thinner, or
I don't look as bloated or something?
Yes, you look thinner. You don't look as bloated. You look healthier. You don't look as tired. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I noticed because I haven't seen your face in 2 months. You look so good. Keep up the great work.
You should have saw him in the first segment of the show. How tired he was.
Mike, I do appreciate that. On a Friday, I do appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
We need a before and after.
Thank you, Bow. Right. You know what? I'll take it. In an era where no one says anything nice to you, I'll take it. Thank you, Michael. I mean, still fat. No, eventually, but maybe we'll get there.
Well, Has that changed at all?
I don't get on this.
I know who's going to be drinking at Open Road tonight. These boys right here.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Say hi to the boys.
Come out to Richmond to AWOD's Football Fest. That's tomorrow at River City Roll. We're the Junkies. Have a great weekend.